What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning in to Dig Straight Down, I want to welcome you to the podcast. This is a podcast about Minecraft updates. So I talk about things that are coming to the game officially, like update 1.21, which is bringing things like the trial chambers, the vault, the breeze, the wind charge, and who knows what else is going to be announced. But also I talk about things like theories about upcoming updates, or ways that things that are already in the game could be improved, or things that I would like to see come to the game. So if any of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. I'm happy that you're here. If you find yourself enjoying what you're listening to, please consider subscribing to wherever you are listening to this podcast on. Please consider subscribing. And if you really, really enjoy it, consider sending it to a friend to enjoy. And maybe you have a friend that you like to talk about Minecraft updates with, or ideas for mods, that kind of thing. Well, that would be somebody who would like this kind of podcast. So if you're finding yourself really enjoying it, feel free to spread the word and send it to someone else who might also enjoy it. Well, let's kick this episode off with the Q&A segment. This is the segment in which I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, in the form of questions. So I ask you guys questions, and then you reply with all of your responses, and then I read your responses, and I react to them. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what are some common suggestions for Minecraft that a lot of people seem to think should be added, but maybe you don't like it and you don't want to see it added. So there's a lot of things out there in the Minecraft community that people are saying, hey, I would love to see this come to the game, or Minecraft should have this thing. And sometimes those are good takes and sometimes they are not. sometimes people suggest things to Minecraft that got me scratching my head going, what kind of game do you think Minecraft is? And then sometimes people suggest things that I'm like, how have we been playing this game without that feature? So I wanted to see what you guys had to say about this. Kirby says sharks. Swimming and looting monuments is dangerous enough already. Good point. Now, while I think that there is room in Minecraft's oceans for a larger, dangerous mob, I do know and agree with Mojang that Mojang is not going to introduce sharks or alligators, those kinds of things, into Minecraft, because having like real-world animals in the game that actually are hostile to you and will attack you on sight without being provoked, that's not something that Mojang wants to put into their game, just because they don't want to vilify these animals in real life. Because, you know, hostile mobs in the game, we consider them the bad guys. But in real life, sharks aren't bad guys. You know, they're not evil. They're just doing what they do. And so I don't think that Minecraft is going to introduce sharks to the game. However, I would like to see something scary added to the water, maybe for very specific ocean biomes, maybe like the deep frozen ocean biome. That might be fun. Anna says guns, because it's just not nice, and also they feel too modern for Minecraft. And yeah, there's another thing that I have seen a lot of people wanting for Minecraft: guns. And, you know, Minecraft has already said, no, we are not adding guns to the game. Now, I live in a part of the world where guns are a part of the culture. It's, you know, not uncommon to step outside and hear your neighbor shooting in their backyard at a target. So I have a perspective on guns where I understand, you know, that there is a recreational part involved, but I do understand with Minecraft, you're appealing to a broader audience, that with people who come from various different cultures, some people living in actual war-torn countries, where if they step outside and hear a gun shooting, they're running away, they're running for cover, and, you know, they don't have the privilege of just kind of shrugging their shoulders and moving on. And so I do think that adding guns to Minecraft might not be the best move on Minecraft's part, if they want to have a good game for many people all around the world. I think that I like their position on that particular feature. EVGRG says, Armadillo armor for players. It would just be useless. Armadillo armor for players. Yeah, that would be crazy. Now, I would want it if it allows me to curl up into a little tiny ball. but yeah, I think it would be pretty silly to have player armor that's made out of armadillo scutes. Pizza says, better graphics. The pixelated look of vanilla Minecraft should remain just that. Yes, I agree. The visual of Minecraft really should not change very much. I would like to see maybe some better animations for Minecraft. But as far as like the textures and how things are designed, I like the way it is right now. Anselm says, jungle villages. I see why people want them, but some biomes should be desolate and untouched. And I don't know where exactly I stand on jungle villages. I would not be against them being added, but I do see, yeah, it's kind of cool that there is a secret villager that you could uncover by having a villager be born in a jungle. That's kind of cool. And if there were jungle villages, that whole, you know, novelty would be taken away. But I don't think it would necessarily be a bad thing. I don't know. Interesting opinion. Cyborg says wolf armor enchantments, because wolf armor is already really powerful and gives the wolves good buffs. Cyborg, you know what? Originally, I would have really disagreed with this take, but since they introduced the change where wolf armor actually takes all the damage and absorbs all the damage until it is broken, makes me kind of change my mind about that, because that is quite powerful. You put a wolf in wolf armor and then you attack them with a sword, they're not taking any of that damage. All of that damage is being absorbed by their armor until that armor is broken, and then the wolf starts taking that damage. That's quite a powerful thing. And so having the enchantments off top of it might be a little too overpowered. Now, I will say that there could be specialty enchantments for wolf armor specifically that are just more for quality of life, maybe something that keeps your wolf from going underwater or falling into lava, those kind of things. But I agree, nothing protection oriented, I think, should be added to wolf armor. Brennan says, NPCs that talk, it would ruin the sandbox feel of the game. And not to mention, Minecraft is a multilingual game, and so that would be quite a lot of work on the development part. But I agree, I don't want anyone talking in the Minecraft world. I think the villagers with their little grunting language is quite enough of that. And finally, Torben says, the bundle. It just seems like whatever they do, it will never be used, and it will never replace a good, reliable shulker box or end chest. The bundle is an awkward thing, I will admit. I think that I personally want to see it added, but it needs to be something that people would want to use, and it needs to be a early game feature. So there's a lot of things that they should tweak about it, but I agree. Shulker boxes and end chests are very, very comfortable in the game and will never be replaced by the bundle. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas and opinions. And if you would like yours read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify, interact with the Q&A post there, or you can go to the Discord that is linked in the description and leave it in the channel that is dedicated to the Q&A segment. And I'll do my best to read as many of those answers as I can in a future episode. And while you're over there on the Discord, don't forget to join in on a lot of the fun chats and conversations that are going on about Minecraft, Minecraft updates, the podcast, all of those things, and the One Block Challenge. Now, this week's One Block Challenge, this is the last day that you can turn in your idea for this week's One Block Challenge. Again, the theme is transforming. So, all the details for that are in the description of this episode if you need a refresher, but this is the last day you can send me your idea for that. So get on it, and tomorrow I will announce what the next week's theme is, so you can go ahead and get a head start on that. Well, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. This is a Wednesday episode. So in Wednesday episodes, I usually have a series going on where I am creating bit by bit my own update for Minecraft. And currently we are working on the Pets and Friends update, where I want to bring updates to the pets in Minecraft, the tameable mobs, as well as the friendly or neutral NPCs of Minecraft. In the last few episodes, we covered some major issues with the current pet system in Minecraft, like having to constantly babysit them and pets getting in the way, that kind of thing. While some level of autonomy is expected for pets to feel alive, I think players need more control over them too, because currently it's either they sit still in one place or they wander all over the place and be super chaotic. So the solution that I proposed is to reintroduce copper horns that were originally planned for a past update, but they were scrapped. This would bring the copper horns back in, and these would function basically as pet command tools. There will be three variants, one for the wolf, one for the cat, and one for the parrot, and these would be crafted using a goat horn, a copper ingot, and then a respective item for one of those pet types. I think for the wolf, we had the bone, for the parrot, we had seeds, and for the cat, I think we had fish, and those would make a wolf copper horn, a cat copper horn, and a parrot copper horn. Now, using these, I kept with the functionality of the copper horn as they had them in the snapshots a few years ago. By using the horn while looking up, you would summon your pet to your side from wherever they were in the world. Looking down and using the horn would give a wander command, which would have the pet roam freely in the area. And crouching when using the horn would have a follow command, which would make your pet trail behind you out of your way, and they would really do their best to stay behind you. Now, in this episode, we're turning the corner a little bit, and we're talking about the friends part of the Pets and Friends update, specifically the villagers. Now, the villagers did have an entire update of their own. They had the Pillage and Village update, and it was a wonderful update that brought so many good things to villagers as well as pillagers. Generally, I believe that villagers are one of the best features of the game. They feel the most fleshed out and really are iconic in Minecraft. But I do have a couple of problems with them. One, they are a pain to work with. And two, they are far too fragile and get themselves into bad situations constantly. So let's start with that first problem. Why are they so tedious to work with? So simply put, moving them is very, very tedious work. Currently, the simplest way to move villagers around is using the minecarts and rails. But currently, that has its own issues. Now, I've talked about minecarts and rails in a previous Wednesday series, which I was doing, that had a whole carts and rails update for that whole system. So if you're interested in that, you can go back some episodes and look for those episodes. Now, the solution to that issue, in my opinion, would be to change certain features of carts and rails so that longer rail systems are easier to build and require less work. And I had a whole lot of ideas for how to do that in that previous series. And along with that, there's just no good way to make villagers follow you. And that's a problem for people who want to build trading halls or even want to unlock swamp and jungle villagers. The only way you can really get a villager to follow you is by placing an occupation block and they walk up to it and then you take it down and you place it again and they walk up to it. And so it's this really, really tedious thing. What I would like to see is a suggestion from a listener of the show, Godcat, which I read in an episode last week. And the suggestion was, maybe we could add a flute so that when you play it, the villagers will line up and follow you. So that idea actually came from Godcat. I think that this would be an amazing thing to add for villagers. The way I would implement it is that so it only works on the green-robed villagers who do not have occupations. That way, you know, you can't stay in a village, get a really good mending trade or something like that, and then lure it out. I think bouncing it off so that you can get the green-robed villager guys and then breed them up somewhere else, that would be a better way to do it. And so, yeah, I like that idea, basically to have a flute that these guys are like, hey, I'm going to follow this person around who's playing this great music, and you just lead them back to your base. That's how I would do it. The second problem is that villagers are too fragile and get themselves into bad situations all the time. Now, I know many of you have the issue that if you are within render distance, say you've built your base within render distance of a village, but you didn't fortify it or do anything to protect the villagers, many of those villagers will die from a zombie attack or from wandering into a dangerous place. This happens to me all the time. Villages need to be more zombie-proof, naturally, in my opinion. This could be as simple as villages generating with more light sources, or maybe even partial fences around the border. Iron golems also could have an update where they would be faster and maybe spawn in larger numbers to cover more area. Because honestly, sometimes you only have one iron golem hanging out in the corner of the village while the rest of the village is getting ransacked by zombies or pillagers. So iron golems really need a bit of a buff with their speed and maybe how many there are and maybe how they space out in a village. I'd also, speaking of golems, I'd like to see the plank golem from Minecraft Legends naturally spawning in villages. The plank golem was the one that you load up with arrows and it acts like a turret. Well, this would act like a turret in villages to keep hostiles away from the villagers. So you have that ranged golem there. Maybe you could even build these up in towers and have these just absolutely wipe out a pillager raid. I think that would be amazing. For the other issue of the villagers wandering off into danger, I think a simple update to their pathing would be great, or maybe even new behaviors, like wanting to avoid caves would make sense. Now, I can't tell you how many times villagers from a close by village to my base became stuck in caves and wound up killed by zombies. That happens to me constantly. These villagers don't know what they're doing. I think it would make sense if villagers were frightened of caves and would actively avoid them, because these are places where zombies naturally generate because they're very dark. So villagers might, you know, when they get near to a cave, might realize, hey, I'm near a cave, I better run away from this. And this would really keep them from getting into those really dangerous situations that you either rescue them from or you just leave them to die because it's not worth the effort. I feel like these changes altogether would make villagers somewhat better, kind of put the cherry on top of the village and pillage update. And they would be a more reliable presence in your Minecraft world. You wouldn't have to babysit them. You wouldn't have to protect them all the time. You could live next to them without having to protect them and keep them safe. They don't all of a sudden become your responsibility just because you're loading in their chunks. I think that things like this need to be added to Minecraft. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and your ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com, and I might read those out on a Thursday episode. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.